Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma continues to be an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane. Right now, it's centered about 650 miles to the east-southeast of South Florida. The eye of Irma is right now moving through the Turks and Caicos Islands. Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. Right now, Irma is moving off toward the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba, and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday. The new track forecast is a little to the left of our previous one and now takes the storm inland over the Florida Peninsula, making landfall as a major hurricane somewhere in the vicinity of South Florida on Sunday. There's still some uncertainty as to where this northward turn will occur, but everyone in South Florida should be preparing for the landfall of a potentially catastrophic major hurricane in the area on Sunday with category 4 to 5 winds and potentially life-threatening storm surge. We have a hurricane watch in effect for the east coast of Florida, south of Jupiter Inlet, the west coast of Florida, south of Bonita Beach, all of the Florida Keys, and Lake Okeechobee. We have a storm surge watch in effect south of Jupiter Inlet and Bonita Beach, everywhere in this pink area, including the Florida Keys. Anywhere in this pink area is at risk of life-threatening storm surge. In the next 48 hours, we could see storm surge flooding exceeding 5 to 10 feet above ground level in these areas. So if you've been asked to evacuate from an evacuation zone, please follow that advice. We're expecting tropical storm force winds to arrive first in South Florida in the Keys during the day on Saturday, progressing northward through Central Florida by Sunday morning, into North Florida by late Sunday, and potentially up into Georgia and South Carolina by Sunday night into Monday. We could see widespread hurricane impacts through much of the Florida Peninsula with Irma as it moves northward through the weekend. So please stay tuned for further updates on Irma. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.